All right, we are back with another episode, and today, as promised from last week's episode, we are talking about fall fashion trends.
I'm so excited about this because we did all of our research, and now I'm ready for fall. Also, yes. Living in Texas, I'm always ready for fall, but this time, more definitely, I am ready for fall.
Yeah, and we get like such a very small window for the season. I envy the people that get all four seasons. You know, if you live in a state that actually has that, our fall is very, very short, I feel, because it's so hot for so long. But, you know, we can dream.
I feel like our fall is like November through December. And then like winter is like January and February, and then it's over.
Yeah. Okay, so we, as we said, we did a little digging because we love looking up these trends for you guys and sharing them. If you haven't already tuned into some of our previous episodes, be sure to tune in. We've covered all of the trends each season as they come about. So now we're into fall 2023. And the first thing that we noticed on several of the sites that we were checking, like fashion blogs, fashion sites, at the top of almost everyone's list was red everything, which kind of blew my mind, honestly.
Why would it blow your mind? It's not that mind-blowing.
It's not like a color that I've seen on any of the trends that we've done, like all of the episodes we've done, like red has never been a color that has been like so hot, you know?
And then or on the radar, and all of a sudden it's there.
Yeah, it just seems kind of random. And plus fall, when I think of fall, I think of a lot of like neutrals and very muted color palettes. And I feel like a lot of people kind of get back into the basics. So red just seems very bold.
And yeah, like you would think like red is more like a holiday. Oh yeah, I was just about to say more like a holiday. Yeah. Exactly. I get that. I get that. I feel like a red dress, though, is so good. It's definitely a statement. So you can't wear it, like, all the time. But I'm sure, like, you could always incorporate red in, like, different ways. Like, maybe you could just have, like, beautiful, like, cherry red nails or, like, a really good red lipstick. I love a good red lipstick. Also, it could be different shades of red, right? Like, it doesn't have to be a very bright color. Maybe it could be, like, a maroon or a burgundy. Which is a little bit more muted, but not red everything. I don't know if I would be burgundy head to toe, although I do love a good monochromatic look.
That's how they were advertising it, though.
It's so good.
Which, you know, for us, that may not be totally wearable, but definitely like a red sweater. I've seen like so many people styling ones from Amazon, Nordstrom, with like jeans or even a nice neutral trouser. Red's not necessarily my color, so I think I would probably gear more towards a maroon or like orange. That's more, you know, orange on our skin tone looks nice.
I agree.
So red everything is something that you guys should be aware of. If you don't already own a little red, maybe pick up a little something. If you do and you've been saving it, now's the time to pop it out.
It's time for fall. Hey. Okay, this is my favorite trend. The newest one is called Normcore 2.0, which is such a bizarre name, but it's basically like normal dressing, which is so funny that this is a trend, you guys.
Isn't that weird?
Normal is a trend for fall.
Dress normal and you will be trendy.
Basically, like just go out in your sweats or wearing like jeans and a button down and a blazer and you'll be trendy, or like a jeans, a scoop neck top and a trench coat, and you'll be trendy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Shared were very like groundbreaking. I was telling Sarah, like, I literally just ordered a crew neck white t-shirt, short sleeve, slightly cropped off of Amazon. And I'm actually very excited about it. Like, it's going to be a huge staple in my wardrobe for fall.
Literally. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited about my two wide tank tops that I recently got, and I've been wearing them on repeat. And one of them is a scoop neck. So there you go. They're like from Abercrombie. I got them just from the sale just right now. And I love them. And I've just literally been wearing them with everything.
I love that. Okay. I was checking to see if they were Prada tank tops from our previous episodes.
Oh my God. No. I don't think I could buy $1,000 tank top. I'm far beyond that phase in my life. Like, yeah, literally all my money is going into the house renovations and nothing else at this moment.
Oh, yeah. You've got a lot going on. But hey, I mean, Normcore seems to be very affordable. You could go to Goodwill and get you an oversized blazer.
Literally. There you go. Or just wear your normal everyday clothes. Like, Miu Miu, literally on Glamour, is like a pea coat with a hoodie and a sweater and leggings and sneakers. That's Normcore 2.0. And then Gucci is literally blue jeans, a white button down, and a boxy beige blazer with like, I don't know, some kind of loafer. Like, everybody has that in their wardrobe. So it's super wearable. I love it. I think even the last time we were discussing summer trends, there was like some kind of normalcy in the trends, which I liked because, okay, like after the pandemic, I feel like a lot of people have like completely changed the way they dress.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just practical to be comfortable and like really just not put a lot of effort into, I mean, for every day. Like, you don't have to like go all out every day. Some people do. I love following the fashion girlies that do. But I think for like the everyday person, something like this Normcore 2.0 will, you know, really make it easy for you to look stylish and fabulous this fall.
Yeah, and something that's super attainable. I love it. I'm into it. Normcore might be my favorite trend. Yeah. Going off of Normcore is boxy blazers, which also I love. I have so many boxy blazers and I love them and I wear them all the time. If you don't have a boxy blazer or two, get some because they're the best investment. Like, honestly, I got mine from Anina Bang and yeah, they're like $500 a blazer, but honestly, I wear them all the time. Like, I cannot state it enough how much I wear them. And I love all of them. Like, I have a black one, a beautiful like green, a muted green one. And I just recently added like a yellow one. And I love it so much, so much. She makes the best blazers and they're so worth, like, everybody's like, oh, you should invest in clothing. And I think that's such a silly term for investing in something, but like, if you are going to be using something a lot, then it's worth making that purchase because the more you wear it, the more, you know, what is it called, Steph? It's called like dollar cost average,
cost per wear,
now I'm going into stocks, but you know what I mean. Cost per wear. It just gets cheaper because even if it's $500, you wear it once, it's a very expensive blazer. But if you wear it 500 times, it's a dollar per wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. So, I mean, yeah, I think you just have to decide what you're interested in investing in and what you're willing to spend on certain pieces and go for it. But I love a boxy blazer too. If you have, you know, a guy friend or, you know, someone who wears blazers, you could even probably steal one from, you know, in your life. That's another way to go about this too.
I'm into it. And like pair it with some cowboy boots or something. That would be cute. And cowboy boots are also trending for fall, guys.
I love it. Okay, so another trend that we're seeing is peplum tops, which kind of like when I first saw peplum, it kind of took me back to the early 2000s. Do you remember when everyone was wearing those peplum tops?
Literally, that was me in college.
Yeah. Like,
my middle name could have been peplum. I had so many peplum tops.
Yes, but this is kind of like a more elevated spin on this. The peplums I'm seeing are a little bit looser because like the ones from the early 2000s were very stiff and there was a lot of like ruffle or just, I don't know, they weren't very chic. But the peplums that I'm seeing right now, it's more of a drop waist. It's a looser fabric. It's a little bit more
structured.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
Yeah. It's elevated for sure.
It's peplum 2.0. It's peplum modernized.
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah, I love it. I think also it's really flattering if you have like the right jeans or like the right bottoms underneath to wear. Like if you wear like trousers and it's like kind of like a very structured peplum top, I think it could look super modern. I would wear it with a pair of like pointy toe kitten heels, like my Prada kitten heels with like a really well-tailored trouser and a tailored peplum, I think it would look really chic. It could look really chic.
Yeah. So I think we just, you know, you kind of have to find what works for you. Maybe we'll share a few on our Instagram story, some examples, so you have like a good visual. Early 2000 peplum, I can't do that ever again in my life. But these, you know, I'm down. I could do it.
Yeah. And then we have a lot of colors happening that are big for fall. And some of the ones that Steph and I really like are olive oil green. I'm into all like the fall themed colors like greens, oranges, reds,
yes,
browns. So I'm really into that. Mellow yellow. I go back to my blazer that I just got from Anina Bang. It's like this beautiful, very light yellow. I would describe it as a mellow yellow. I'm really into that. Navy on black, which I guess like a lot of people, I mean, it's a very timeless combination. A lot of people don't wear it because I think they think that it clashes, but I personally really like it. I think it's a very chic, timeless combination. And like the way we saw it styled on Glamour, there's this road art dress. It's like this black silk dress with a beautiful navy lace. I'm like obsessed with that look. We're gonna have to post it on stories for you guys because you have to see it. It is stunning.
It's really beautiful the way they style it. And I think like growing up, I feel like I was always told you don't wear navy with black, blah, blah, blah. But the way they styled it, I really like it. And mm-hmm. like I would totally do that. And I think it looks actually really chic. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited to give it a try this fall because it's something that I feel like I've always avoided because I thought that you weren't supposed to do that. But I kind of like the way it looks, you know?
Yeah. I also like the Michael Kors way that they have it. You know, she's wearing like all black and then she just has like a very subtle navy necklace. So it's like you can add it in different ways, like maybe have navy nails and you're wearing like all black or whatever, or carry a navy handbag or shoes or something, you know, kind of mix it up.
Yeah, there's definitely ways to go about it without it being too overpowering or, you know, looking, or I guess maybe making it to wherever you feel comfortable going with it. You know, like if you're like me and kind of want to ease into it because you're like, it's not something you've ever done, that's a good way to go about it.
Right. And then another trend is off the shoulder. And I always think about, remember Steph, when we were in Vancouver and my off the shoulder top?
Yes.
I had this off the shoulder top that just wouldn't stay off my shoulder. It's like the part that goes over your shoulder is just every time I would move my arms would just like come all the way up my shoulders. And I had to have, and we went to like a really nice dinner. And I literally made Steph adjust my top probably like 500 times in like 2 hours.
Tell them how much the top was.
Oh, listen, okay, listen. If you guys know about Kate New York, you know what's up, okay? I love her stuff. It's so expensive. I think it was like $800.
For me to have to adjust you as many times as I did, I need to.
Listen, sometimes you have to just do it for the look, okay?
Oh my gosh. But you know what might work better is some fashion tape.
Yeah, maybe like, fashion tape. Maybe, but you know, it has like that overlapping thing.
I think it would still work, fashion tape.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe fashion tape. I'm going to have to try it and I'll keep you posted. But I love that top, okay? I'm probably going to bring it right back out for off the shoulder fall season because I need to get my wear out of it. What is it called again? Cost per wear. There you go.
Cost per wear. $800, girl.
I know.
You need to sleep in it. You need to wear it to breakfast. You need to wear it to lunch. You need to wear it to dinner.
I basically need to wear it 800 times for me to justify buying that top.
Basically. But it is beautiful. It is beautiful.
And it's timeless. Like, I could see myself having this in my wardrobe forever. It's like one of those, like, beautiful pieces that is just classic.
For sure.
Next up, sweater weather. I am not into sweater dresses. I don't think that they've ever been flattering on my body type.
Well, I like a sweater dress. I will tell you, I don't like sweater dresses that have a banded bottom like that.
Oh,
that
yeah. No, I just, I'm not into sweater dresses ever.
Well, you're kind of top heavy.
Yeah. So they just look weird on me.
Look, yeah. If you've got a turtleneck going on, you've got a large bust, like it just will make you look kind of boxy. So you need to figure out, like, I think a V-neck sweater dress would look really pretty on you, kind of shorter with a tall boot.
You know, I feel like if it's a little looser, paired with like a trench or something, but a fitted sweater dress, I could never do that. Like,
yeah,
no. I don't think I've ever, yeah, that's not the vibe for me. But if you're into cozy sweater dresses, they're in season this fall.
Yes, definitely. I got one last year from Revolve. I think it was by Steve Madden, and I loved it. I'm not really like someone who likes turtlenecks or like anything really close to my neck, but I really loved this dress, and I wore it a couple of times. And I'm probably going to bring it out because, you know, this fall and wear it again. But I don't really buy a lot of sweater dresses for that reason. I just, you know, don't love a lot of them. But I think something oversized and maybe a little off the shoulder a little bit, a deep V-neck.
Oh, yeah. That could look cute. I could see you wearing that.
Definitely. That's more my vibe for sure.
Okay. Working girl trend. What do you think about that stuff?
I think that it's very realistic for a lot of us
working girlies.
Yeah, gotta work. And so like being able to find pieces that make you feel really chic and confident when you're going into the workplace, or like if you're taking a video call, if you work from home. I love this trend. And I think that a lot of it is kind of fitting into that norm core as well. It's all very wearable. Blazers, a really nice trouser. It's like nice
skirts. Everything's like structured and tailored. And I think like this year they're paying homage to like the 80s with like the boxiness of the blazers or like pinstripes. But they're all like muted colors, which I like. So it's like a beautiful gray or black or whatever. I think it's like Steph said, it's very wearable. And you could just go from like the office to drinks. Just, switch
take
it up
a little bit with like your shoes. If you have like a tank top on or like something, a crew neck top, like my white crew neck top from Amazon that I'm very excited about, you know, like if I have that on or underneath my blazer with, you know, a nice high waist trouser, a skinny belt and, you know, maybe a kitten heel or a loafer, you know, I wear that to work with a blazer. I take the blazer off, you know, if I'm going to have dinner or drinks and I'm still feeling very chic and elevated. It also kind of reminds me of the like quiet luxury vibe.
Mm-hmm. Not saying, I love that.
Yeah. You don't have to, of course, invest in expensive pieces, but a lot of this is, you know, it's brandless, it's nice, it's neutral. They're very wearable pieces that are still very elevated and chic.
Right. And then coming to shoes, I feel like we did a little bit more research, a little in-depth research, not just clothing, but like a little bit more. And what we've gathered is that the shoes that are in season are a slim loafer, which I think a lot of people have in their wardrobe, cowboy boots, and kitten heels, which I like. They're kind of like minimalist pointy toe kitten heels, which is literally all I wear. That's like literally the only heel I can wear as an adult is a kitten heel. And then also just like sneakers, like super comfy, like Nike or New Balance or the Adidas Sambas that we're seeing everywhere, just paired with like trousers and a blazer. I feel like it's so chic, so comfortable. I'm so happy that sneakers are having a moment for women, because for the longest time, women had like notoriously uncomfortable shoes, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I love the New Balance, like, dad sneaker look. I feel like sneakers have been trending for the longest, but everyone seems to be into New Balances right now. I feel like I need to get me a pair. So,
yeah. I am about to go. Whenever I go on my next vacation, I am taking some New Balances with me.
Yes. They're cute. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I think the dad ones are called the New Balance 327 sneaker. And they're so chic. I really like them. I think they're like super modern. Even though that they're a dad sneaker, they look really cool.
Yeah. So I feel like the shoes you listed off, like that could be literally, if you had those, like the loafer, the cowboy boot, a sneaker and a pointy toe, minimalist pump, you're set for the season, literally.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that.
I know we last time we talked about nail trends and browns. See, I predicted it. I wanted to say it. I predicted it. Did I though? I don't know, actually.
I don't remember.
Don't quote me on it. I was talking about how I love a brown nail for fall, and I'm happy that the latte nails are trending. It's basically like all shades of browns, like caramel, toffee, chocolate, cream, kind of like coffee vibes.
I like that. I was looking online as well. I have to figure out, because my skin is brown. I probably would do like a dark brown, I guess.
I think a dark brown could look really good. For actually, even like a medium, like a milky coffee brown would look nice on your skin.
Yeah. Or even like beige tones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, the latte nails are very cute. I think they would look good on literally everybody. And maybe even, I've been seeing some people do, you know how people take a color and then do like a dark, like it would be like a dark brown, a caramel brown, a little bit of a lighter brown.
Yes, like a spectrum of like browns. Yes.
Yeah, that would be so cute.
That's super cute. And then you could have like a milkier color underneath and like have like the tips be brown.
Ooh, I love that.
I love that too. That's so good.
Ah, okay. Well, fall fashion trend 2023.
We kind of like breezed by it. I feel like these were like good trends. Now I'm very excited for fall. Hopefully it'll come to Texas soon. Otherwise we're going to have to go somewhere and find fall.
I know.
I feel like we always have to do that though.
For sure.
Want to enjoy it in like September or October.
I wouldn't mind a Wyoming adventure.
Steph, I think we need to go. We need to go to Wyoming. We've been talking about this for too long.
I'm down.
We just need to figure out with our schedules where it fits in.
Exactly. That's the hard part.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to rate and review us if you haven't already. If you're still listening, you guys are literally the best. Thank you so much for your support. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yes. Talk to you next Sunday.